Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
What? I like that one. That one's my favorite. Dell loved every time I called myself dark meat.
Somebody said, F Spain, nasty ass country.
What?
I didn't see nasty country.
Who said that? Somebody on Twitch. They're
King
dumb.
Of Twitch.
Twitch. Don't be dumb, Twitch.
I didn't see anything that was nasty there, really.
There's nothing about Spain is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. 703-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get Julian in here. He's been waiting to tell an Uber story. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. I haven't had anything, right? Didn't have anything from the weekend to talk about just a while ago. Not even kidding. So I get somebody, and he's like, she's at this address. It's wrong address, blah, blah. I go to the address. He's like, my sister's crying, so just be prepared for drama. Okay, cool, whatever. You know, crying chick. It doesn't, you know, that's not nothing new in Uber. I get there. My sister's not going to beat me up. I'm like, oh, no. She smells like nothing but alcohol.
Oh,
so she
boy.
Gets on the phone and she starts telling the story. And she told me a different story than she told the guy on the phone. Halfway through, she puts her nasty boot on my middle console. And I'm like, ma'am, may you please take your boot off my console? She gives me this little look. You know, like the Predator, the way it's lit, and also like Sylvester Stallone, how it like kind of like goes diagonal.
Yeah.
She gives me that look, and then she's like, can you believe this N-word? This N-word just told me to take my foot off his MFN console. Who does he think he is? The night I just had, I spent $695 on nothing but bottles, and this is how N-words are going to be treating me? You know what? I'm about to start shooting N-words.
What happened then?
Well, I'm just laughing at her. I'm like, ma'am, I asked you respectfully. I don't know why you're tripping on me. I'm not one of the N-words you're talking about. And I think you need to calm down. And so the dude on the phone, he's like, yeah, because she's on speakerphone. I don't know what it is about people in Uber who decide to have their speakerphone on while they talk. He's like, yeah, you need to chill. He was being nice. And she's like, I don't need this from you, too. I need you to be with me. Be on my side. I'm tired of N-words, man. And then, luckily, I was the end of the trip. But, dude, it was pretty bad. I will say this. She had a banging body. She was a butterface. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Yep. Well, that's an interesting ride, Julian, the Uber driver, the 49er Uber driver fan. 713-780-3776. Officer Phillip is here. Officer Phillip, were you listening to Dell last week?
Okay, it's time to warm up and fire, heat up the grease. Dell Overlehe, or whatever your name is, you suck. I'd rather listen to 3 hours of Gilbert snoring or mumbling. And then for you to say something about John and Lance and take your little jabs, you need to stick to living in your mom's sunroom and hanging out with your LMNOP community, but don't ever sit there and say something bad about John and then say they probably could wind up leaving without not on their own accord. If that happened, somebody might come and burn the station down. We have missed you guys. Thank God you're back. But that guy will never have a show of his own. And how he got anybody to come hang out and co-host with him and carry him for 3 hours is beyond me. And I'm out.
Racking.
Finally.
It's great.
Finally,
somebody speaks the truth on Dell.
Dell.
Yep. Somebody speaks it. Was he bad-mouthing us?
Yeah, probably.
Of course he was. RJ,
was he bad-mouthing us last week?
How bad was he bad-mouthing us?
He wasn't bad-mouthing us as bad as I would like to say a caller was bad-mouthing Lance.
What? What happened?
Somebody said that when they see Lance Zierlein, it's on site.
Was it my daughter?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
But it was a drunk guy said he wants to kick your ass.
What?
That's not the new.
Yeah, there's a lot of drunks that want to kick our ass. That's not a big deal. So he called in during the show. He was drunk.
Yeah, I couldn't let him on. Apparently, he said like he had like a lot of commercials that run here at the station. He knows that Damaris Barbecue is no longer a sponsor, and you know, when Lance comes back, John.
Wait. He has a lot of commercials that runs to the station.
Yeah, this is what he told me. He said, like, I'm a sponsor here. I tried getting his name and information, wouldn't give it to me. And then he said, when Lance comes back, John needs to tell him to shut up. I hate Lance so much. When I see him, I'm going to kick his ass.
And he's a sponsor?
And he said he's a sponsor.
Okay.
Cool. That is right. Well, Lance, he's a sponsor. There's nothing you can do about it.
I know. He's a sponsor.
Oh, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. And nothing else? No other incidents while we were gone, RJ?
I mean, just a lot of people calling asking where you guys were, although Dell would continue saying, like, listen, they're on vacation. They'll be back. But they're calling me and saying, where's John and Lance? Saying that I lied to them, saying that you guys were going to be back tomorrow. But I never said that you guys were going to be back tomorrow. I said Tuesday. So, and then, of course, the grand finale of that was somebody wanting to catch the ones with Lance Zierlein. And apparently is best friends or close friends with your guy at Damaris, John. So he said that, asked it just like this. He said, does Damaris Barbecue still do sponsorships? And I said, yeah. And he was like, no, they don't. And I was like, yeah, they do. John just did one like last week. And I mean, just is going off.
We do one every morning. Just talking.
Yeah, we just did one. But apparently he's like, no, they don't do it anymore. And was so sure. So I don't know if he was drunk or I don't know if he was just honestly mad that you guys weren't on air, but apparently he has an axe to grind with Lance, so I don't know if you've done something to upset somebody like this.
I don't know. All I do is just sit and I don't even talk to people other than on Twitter and maybe his team. He didn't like the fact that I don't like his team or something. Who cares? Watch my care factor. Stay low.
Well, you just better be ready if you meet anybody you meet in the street.
That's fine.
If they're drunk, they want to throw hands.
That's fine.
Okay.
It ain't no problem.
That's all I'm saying. He likes me. He doesn't like Lance. He's smart. All these people.
He's one of Damaris' good friends.
Captain Phillip up there.
Was it Dana? Was it Dana Holgerson?
It wasn't Dana.
He's Yanni's good friend, he said.
Yeah, no.
And yours. He loves you.
Yanni doesn't have any good friends. Yanni has no good friends, so the whole thing's a lie anyway. Okay. Zero. So that's pretty uneventful. I did hear, so I was on a train.
Uh-huh.
And I heard
trains go. I wish we had trains.
Dell,
super easy.
I was on a train in Europe listening to the show, and I heard Dell.
Oh, you were listening?
Yeah, and I turned it on just to hear a little bit. And Dell and Josh were talking about superheroes. Like Dell is Batman, and he's Robin, and the two of them were sleeping together or something. Whether or not they would sleep together, Robin and Batman would sleep together or something. And I was like,
I talked to people who liked what Dell did.
Yeah, no, I don't even think. Well, oh, really? Robin and Batman sleeping together? Is that something you want on your show?
There was always talk about at some point. It wasn't growing up.
Burt Ward
but at some
and Adam
point,
West.
Once it. Well, oh no, I'm talking about the cartoon. You know, Robin always seemed like
he was.
Yeah, there was always at some point somebody started bringing up the fact, hey. Is this really just a superhero sidekick thing, or is this something that goes a little deeper than that?
That's ridiculous, okay? Although, I don't know. They wore tights and stuff. I don't know. I don't know who designed their outfits. I don't know. I don't know any of these things. But I do know that, you know, I'm thinking at that time, we could lose our show here. We could lose our show, these two talking about Robin and Batman sleeping together. Did we run out of sports? Is that what we ran out of?
Are you worried
last
week? That Dell was going to get us to lose our show?
Yeah.
They were speaking about one of the rejoins. That's why they were talking about Batman and Robin sleeping together.
What was one of the rejoins?
So one of the rejoins was that, you know, Dell is auditioning someone to be his new sidekick. And so then Josh is like, I think I could be your sidekick. What superpower, you know, would I have? Da, 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 da. And then it got into, sleeping in the same bed together. I would protect you, like, in the middle of the night. Yeah, it just got really, like, and you could see Dell's face, like, where is this going, Josh? Maybe you should stop.
No. I thought the whole thing was actually, was awkward. And then Dell is telling what TV, instead of doing News of the Weird, he's telling what TV shows he likes or something. I was like, Dell, our whole show's lost.
He said he was not doing News of the Weird. He also said he was not doing What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. He made that clear on Monday that he was not doing that all week.
Did he do Throw Shade Thursday?
He did not. He wanted to.
He's embarrassing.
But he did not.
He's embarrassing. He wanted to do Throw Shade Thursday, though?
He wanted to, but he did not do that. He said unless, like, he called in, like, Raheel or something for him to come in, but he was like, no, it's not happening.
Damn it.
I mean, but Dell did a very good job. Shout out to Dell.
Well, I'm sure he lost all our listeners, but okay. We'll get him back. Don't worry, Dell.
Looks like we're going to fight to get him back again.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I almost lost our... That guy should have been happy. Well, you know what? Should we do a segment where only you talk for 1 hour a day?
No.
For that one guy?
No.
That hates me and likes you?
Yeah, no.
Why not? Why don't we play... He's an advertiser.
Apparently, friends with Yanni. Okay. Nobody.
See, Chad Clay?
It's immediately.
Is it Chad Clay?
It's not Chad Clay. He doesn't want to throw hands. Chad doesn't drink anymore. So.
I like Chad. I thought we were good.
916 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Maybe the guy was drinking a lot of tequila.
Maybe so. I know that, but probably not. Maestro Dobell is not like a tequila shot type of tequila. Maestro Dobell is a drinking a margarita tequila. It's a having a good cocktail margarita. It's a having a just a sipping tequila. You put that in, you put it in your glass, throw a couple ounces in there of Añejo, for example, maybe the Añejo Extra, maybe the Cristalino, and man, do they go great. Extraordinarily smooth. They are made with the very best ingredients. Their flavor profiles are outstanding. And I think the best part of it all is that with my friends over at Maestro Dobell, you're going to get an experience of having a high-end tequila at a very reasonable price. And there are some really good tequilas at really, really expensive prices. Now, Maestro has an extraordinarily elite tequila as well. It's the Añejo Extra Cristalino. And it is expensive, and it is the best I have ever had. I had a sip of this, and it is like nothing else you've ever tasted. So if you want to throw one of those bad boys on your shelf, go ahead and knock it out as well. But if you want a great tequila that has been made with 11 generations of tequila makers in Tequila, Mexico, this is going to be for you. It's our good friends, my good friends over at Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle. With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know the Gwyneth Paltrow scent of which he speaks. Our rejoiners are getting weirder and weirder. Good stuff. Okay, so after what you've seen, you want Jaylen Brown?
Well, okay, let's play the game. Jaylen Brown or Harden? Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's no question. What do you give up? I saw a trade prop this morning. The fourth pick? Alperen Şengün?
Oh.
What are you talking about? What do you want? Oh, you don't. I'm out. You want Jalen Shingun. Brown, and you don't want to hurt.
I'm out on Shingun.
You're a typical fan. You can't.
But who's my
hurt.
Big? Who's my big?
It's gonna hurt.
I know, but who's my big? I can't.
You can find a big in the NBA.
Not a big that's as skilled as
well.
Alperen
but guess
Shingun.
What? Now the ball is nah. In a, the ball is in. A, so I'd you don't go, give up Alperen Şengün for
I'd
Jalen
rather,
Brown.
I'd rather move.
Wait
Green,
a minute.
I'd rather move Green and Brown.
You'd rather move Green for Brown.
Yeah.
You would rather the fourth pick and Jalen Green for
I'd have to think about Jalen Brown. Because Jalen is immediately more expensive. I still think Jalen Green's going to turn into a really good player. I don't know. I think Jalen Brown's got more. I think he's got more dog in him. I just don't know with Jalen Green. We haven't seen him in a competitive situation.
Did you
I don't.
Did
I
you
still
happen to
think
see the numbers from last night's game?
I know it was last night's game.
In the game before?
Jalen, I think Jalen Brown is a known commodity. Jalen Green is not a known commodity.
Here's something scary. Caleb Martin's numbers were better than Jalen Brown's in this series.
In this series, right. Everything's not built on a series.
No, it's not.
Jalen Brown is a good player. And Jalen Brown may not even want any part of the Rockets.
Right.
I just know this. I'm still the same. I'm out on anything having to do with James Harden. Completely out on
I'm him. Out too.
So I think that there's other ways to win, and I would go with other players. Me personally.
Well, here's the deal is, though, granted, Caleb Martin wasn't this Caleb Martin, but maybe Caleb Martin is going to be this way going forward now. Maybe Caleb, maybe they found, you know, he is the guy who was undrafted from Nevada, who, you know, was pretty much just a guy going forward. I mean, all his career, though he did get a 3-year, $20 million deal from them. This uh-huh. So he showed something. But this Caleb Martin going forward might be a great, a really good player in the NBA. If you can find a Caleb Martin, an undrafted guy who did what he did in this series, do you go out and go get Jalen Brown, who is spectacular?
Yeah,
we know what he is.
Who are the guys the Rockets have found who do that? I mean,
well,
Daryl Morey.
Alperen Şengün was a 15th pick. It's not like Alperen Şengün was a top. Where would Alperen Şengün go in this again if you redrafted?
Alperen, from an analytics standpoint, was considered the top player in the draft, in that draft. I had Chad Ford on, and we talked about it.
15th pick.
Well, because there was questions about his athleticism and playing in the league that he
Which
played in.
Which is still questions about him being athletic enough
about
to play
defender.
Defense in the NBA.
Yeah, I think there's – but his skill level is off the charts. I think Şengün was always considered a better player, one of the most skilled players. But Şengün is great. But finding that – like Daryl Morey could find those kind of guys, and then it turned into plucking guys off of other rosters. Like Chandler Parsons was one of those guys in the second round.
Yeah.
Then it was, or maybe late first, second. Then it was plucking guys off of other rosters, like
Ryan Anderson, Dragic.
No, not like Goran Dragic or Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
He found these guys on other rosters.
Well, he found Kyle and Ryan Anderson too.
Well, he liked Ryan Anderson early. He couldn't get him early, and then he got him when the contract was too much. But couldn't get rid of the contracts. But Dragic at one point, this is when Daryl
also
was,
liked Corey Brewer.
This is when Daryl was in his prime of finding Dragic and Kyle. But the problem with Kyle Lowry is that Kyle Lowry, when he brought James in, Kyle Lowry wanted to be the dude, so they moved him out. Dragic, he wouldn't give him an extra year. He moved on. Daryl was really good at that. I don't know if Rafael Stone is good at finding pieces. And then even if you do those guys – well, those guys, it doesn't matter. They just want to play somewhere. Guys like Caleb Martin just want a chance to play somewhere. We actually just had one of those guys. His name was Christian Wood. Christian Wood did something with another team. His stats were really good for the Rockets. Christian Wood is a good stat guy. I don't think he's a winner. But I still think the Rockets, the number one thing for the Rockets is finding a guy – who has the mentality to be a winner as your top guy. And if it's Şengün, which I don't think they think it is that, if it's Green, that's great. But I don't see it so far.
No, we haven't seen that.
I think they need to subtract some guys and add some guys. And then
maybe Jalen Brown would be awesome, but what Jalen Brown did in this last game, we've already seen it in James Harden. In an elimination game, Jalen Brown just was 1-for-10 from three and, you know, didn't – We've been there. We've done that. Does Nick Nurse being the new coach of the 76ers change anything for James Harden?
Doubtful. I think he just wants to live in Houston. I think that's all it is.
I'm hoping he's just using the Rockets to get more money out of 76ers.
I am too, but I think he just wants to live.
I would love for him to just use the Rockets.
Jaylen Brown was a 33.3-point percentage guy. It's lower than I'd like, if I'm being honest. His PR was really good at 19.1. You know, he averaged 26 a game. I mean, I think he's the kind of guy, like when Harden came in, now Harden became a much better player than they anticipated. But Jaylen Brown is
if he gets away from Tatum, he might turn into the
But he has been
star.
In the league, yeah. But he's been in the league 7 years. James had been in the league like 4 years.
Yeah, but here's the deal is in the NBA, I mean, they were making this point today. And rightfully so. When did Jordan was in the league 8 years before he won?
Yeah, that's why I think it's a little much.
Jimmy Butler is 33 years old.
I mean,
look at him,
Jaylen Brown
dominating at 33 years old.
Jaylen Brown from three has shot 38%, 39%, 35%, 39%. This year was his lowest at 33.5, and he shot the highest number. But I still think I would still take Jaylen Brown. I don't care what he did in the playoffs this year. I think that in that one series. That doesn't bother me as much. He's still playing. I want to see, is he ever going to play without his mask on?
I don't know. I like the mask, don't you?
In the playoffs, though, Jaylen Brown is averaging.
So you'd give up Jalen Green for Jaylen Brown?
I would consider it. Yeah, I'd consider it. I mean, you're giving up a future primary scorer for a now primary scorer. Yeah, I'd consider it.
Yeah.
You're basically changing, and I think you have to get a real point guard in here. But I think you're just changing. You're basically saying we're going to give up for explosiveness in the future for the now is what you're doing. That's all it is. And I think that if you're the Boston Celtics, you would have to consider that. I don't know that you'd have to give up the fourth. Like, you're getting ready to take on a heavy contract too, and you've got a rookie contract. I don't even know that you have to do much more than just. That maybe swing a draft pick, but not number four, and say, look, this is what the trade is right now. But trying to make, contracts match up, if you have to do that, is going to be much trickier, obviously, and you might have to go with the three-team trade to make that work, and it's unlikely. But if you just told me hypothetically, would you rather have Jaylen Brown than Jaylen Green? I would say yes, because I know who he is. I think he's steady, and he's been in a situation where you have to try to win. And he's like, I think he knows what it takes to win, regardless of how he played in this series. Şengün is a talented big that has baby Jokic stuff to him. He really does. Like, he's got some rare, rare stuff. The people should not just act like that grows on trees. It doesn't. I like what Jabari brings to the table, but he's a complimentary piece. And you still have to, Jaylen Green, I just wonder if it's, I did think it was interesting listening to Paul George tell Jaylen, you don't want James Harden. Did you see that have you seen that?
No.
Pull up Paul George's stuff and we'll play it here in a second. Now you may have to bleep some stuff out, but Paul George basically went to, I'll let you hear the whole thing once he gets it pulled up. Paul George, oh, you have it? Oh, okay. He has it right here. Here's Paul George talking about how Jaylen Green better be careful about wanting James Harden on the team.
There's obviously been some links of James wanting to come back to the team. Mm. Like, I feel like at this point, you're the king of Houston. Yeah. Like, you got to go through this. You got to go through being double team, being triple team, being the target every time. Yeah. You got to go through that. And you bring on someone like James, who's such a ball dominant player, like, that's going to hinder your growth a little bit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Regardless of how it can elevate you on another level of him teaching you and you learning off of him, I feel like for you, you've already been through the fire. So, like, let you continue to learn. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think it play both ways. Like you just said, it could help and hurt at the same time. I didn't really talk to him too much about the rumors and stuff like that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I thought Paul George made good points. The only way you learn to be a dude is going through the ups and downs of becoming a dude. And I hear this from some Rockets fans. You know, James would be great because he's great at mentoring young players. Can you name the young player James has mentored? First of all, it's been an old team. They've had old guys. They've had Chris Paul, Ariza, Trevor. I mean, they've had P.J. Tucker, Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon. Who are the young Clint Capella? Who are the young guys that have been mentored? Pat Beverly, who spent years overseas? Like, who are all these young guys? Then he went to the Nets and played with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Like, who are the young players that James has mentored? I'm asking legitimately. Corey Brewer? It ain't Josh Smith. I'm going through all the teams, that the players that James has played with. I've heard that he's this mentor of young players. Yeah. Who are the young players?
Well, Capella was probably was one of them, for sure. He helped Clint Capella make a lot of money.
He threw lobs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know that that's mentoring. These aren't Clint Capellas here. This is definitely Jalen Green's not a Clint Capella situation. I'm just trying to – when people say he can mentor young players, I'm wondering what that's based – it's just an honest question. What is that based on?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, 713-780-3776. You better get in here in a hurry because we got News of the Weird coming your way at 945. Right now, I've got Houston Ejection I'm talking about. I'm talking about Amy, and I'm talking about 975medspa.com. I'm talking about you losing weight. I'm talking about you getting that back hair off. I'm talking about you being more confident. I'm talking about you losing some weight, getting rid of that hair, maybe doing some stuff to your face. If you need a facial, you need, skin care. All of these things. If you need some Botox, okay. Whatever it is that you're looking for that you have to be better, to feel better, to be more confident, to get women, to be more attractive to women. All of these things are happening. And you don't have to, it's not, I'm not going to go to a spa. Why? Why wouldn't you go to a spa if you're having a real hard time losing weight? Well, these shots are really doing miracle stuff. If you're somebody that has had a real problem losing weight, this is working. And it just takes a couple of weeks to see how it is working. If you're looking for a way to be better, feel better, and to be to just be a better and more attractive person, go to 975medspa.com. Tell Amy you heard it right here, 975medspa.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is. The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Thanks, Spencer. 713-780-3776.
Hey, something happened while we were gone. Jim Brown died. Right when we were headed on the way out. Yep. And one of the shock... I remember Jim Brown coming in studio.
Yeah.
I know. Do you remember when he was in studio with us? Yeah. So I got a picture of me, him, and Drake when Drake was young. But he was in studio. We had a good conversation with him. You know what I didn't know, though? I didn't know the extent of his violent acts off the field and domestic violence. And there was a talk about whether or not... I think it's an interesting discussion about whether or not that should have been brought up. ESPN basically listed a lot of the great things that had happened.
Not only
I think
ESPN,
it was ESPN,
but the headline in the New York Times, I believe. It was a Times or Washington Post or one major publication.
Well, it was basically they were portraying the portrait of the man of the whole thing. And I think and my wife brought up because I've just said sometimes I think it really depends on if a person made a mistake. It was kind of a simple mistake. It's one thing where when they die, I think you primarily want to just celebrate them, right? You don't try to pick at whatever because you want to bring them down. With Jim Brown, I guess it became a little bit more complicated because, for one, I didn't know about all the incidents.
No, I didn't either.
I knew about a domestic violence against a woman. I didn't know it happened more than once. I didn't know that he had beaten up a golf partner on the golf course. There was a lot of stuff. Like, Jim Brown had about 6 or 7 incidents. I was like, whoa, I had no idea about that. And I think it kind of tarnished maybe a little bit because he was also a very important activist at a time when civil rights was a major, major concern in this country, and it was a hot-button issue. And, you know, there's a great movie,
but
One Night in Miami. Have you seen that yet with Sam Cooke and Jim Brown?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. But the question is, because OutKick really laid into that. I think it was the New York Times. They had a picture of Jim Brown. Jim Brown, activist, great football player, a domestic violence guy, dies at the age of whatever.
That was the headline?
That was the headline.
Byline, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Underneath his picture. And OutKick was... But if that's part of your
story...
They were against him bringing up the domestic violence thing. Against here's a woke newspaper that has to tell, you know, that Jim Brown, who was a great, great man, was also involved in domestic violence. But I don't know where I stand on that, if you want to know the truth. I mean, if that's part of your story.
I don't either. I think there's, you know, we live in a society now where everything's black and white, not literally, but, you know, there's the gray, the layers, the being able to discuss the nuances of something. This is kind of a tricky one with Jim Brown, because when a guy dies, you know, I think maybe there's a dividing line where some of those incidents really ended up hurting him with his acting career, or defines who he was as a person. I don't know. I mean, that's when you die, I feel like, you know, you have a chance to celebrate the person. I think maybe there is different people may view this differently, but I think, and of course, we're in a time now where it doesn't matter. People are going to put whatever they want. There's so many news, quote unquote, news sources, but maybe it's, you know, a heavy majority of what you did is going to be the more positive stuff. But for Jim, his life was a little more complicated, with a little more nuance needed, because there was positive stuff, like, you know, the stuff with Raquel Welch in that movie. That was a big deal.
Yo,
that was an interracial thing at that time, was unheard of.
Yep.
The movie Leaving Football, when he did, how dominant he was in football, how dominant he was in the sport of lacrosse. There was a lot to Jim Brown, but part of him was also a difficulty with controlling a violent side that may have short-circuited people's what he could have become in terms of everything he could have become. You know, when I watched UFC 2 on a – Harold, my buddy Harold Keanu had – he had it on tape, a VCR tape. It was UFC 2. It was the most graphic – like, you had never seen anything like this. No weight classes. Everything was allowed. And Jim Brown, it was Bill Superfoot Wallace was the color commentator, was the play-by-play guy. And Jim Brown was the color commentator on the UFCs in early UFCs. Some people may not know that. Before it was owned by Zuffa, Jim Brown was the color commentator. Now, obviously, he knew nothing about, you know, mixed martial arts or anything like that. But it was the original UFC was really designed for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to show itself off, and for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu to, you know, show off. But it was bringing together all these different martial arts. So there was a boxing guy who would wear an actual glove on one hand. How stupid does that look now? You've got a glove on one hand and a bare fist on the other. There's a sumo wrestler that comes in. There's another guy who gets kicked in the face and his tooth flies out, busts up his eye. But I think with Jim Brown, it's like I'm kind of conflicted, because I do think the guy's dead. You want to pay homage to what he was able to do. I think mentioning some of the downfalls in his career, some issues, is one thing. I don't think it's something you should focus on for most people, though, because, like, if James Harden died today, you would talk about, like, Kobe. How much stuff was talked about with Kobe with the incident in Denver? You know what I mean?
Was that
like
part
Kobe
of...
was, now, no, maybe it's because he was young, but Kobe also, you talk about... Everyone's got some negative stuff in their background. I don't know how much you're going to focus on, and especially when it's criminal. Jim Brown had criminal stuff. But even then, I think it's still, you may mention it if it was a big part of who they were. But if it's not really part of who they were, I don't know how much you want to mention that. Like, what kind of impact did it have on other people or society? Their positive contributions, which Jim had a lot of positive impact. And the negatives. Jim had some negative impact, too. Not a substantial amount on the general sense, because we didn't have social media or 24-hour sports coverage. But honestly, I didn't even know about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't know until I read that article.
Well, it was a different time, obviously. If it was today, that's all we would think about with Jim Brown, as opposed to, you know, all the other stuff that he did. Yeah, just that seems like it's forever ago. Before we hit, did you see this George Pickens? You were talking about George Pickens?
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
No.
George,
I don't think.
George Pickens, the wide receiver for the Steelers from out of Georgia. He was a rookie last year. George Pickens aims for Pro Bowl after getting snubbed last year. Here's George Pickens. Your two goals are Pro Bowl, and I feel like last year, I feel like I got snubbed because there wasn't a lot of guys in there at Pro Bowl that excited me. Then I want to go to the Super Bowl, the two bowls, a lot of run after catch, two bowls for sure. He wants to go to the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl. He didn't get a vote last year for Rookie of the Year, let alone being in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
He finished 38th in receiving yards and didn't rank in the top 50 in receptions or receiving touchdowns.
52 for 801 and 4 touchdowns.
Right.
He didn't hit 1,000 yards, didn't hit 5 touchdowns, didn't even hit 60 reception yards. And he got snubbed from the Pro Bowl. Maybe he saw Tyler Huntley. He's like, bro, how did I not make the Pro Bowl? Huntley made the Pro Bowl, and he had 2 touchdown passes. That had to be it.
He didn't get a vote for Rookie of the Year. He didn't lead his team in receptions. He didn't read. He was third in receiving on his team.
Yeah.
But he got snubbed. And you know what? How wrong were you about him?
Yeah, Steelers, I was way wrong. Out. Steelers put that out.
You
I missed.
Put that out. Well, the Steelers put that out.
I
how
mean,
wrong
that's, good. That's a good rookie season. I don't hate the rookie season. 800 yards received. That's not Pro Bowl. I mean, we haven't, you know, let's wait and see things play it out.
Snubbed. Okay, so just so you know, he got snubbed. You know, Craig DeSerf would never snub you.
No, Craig DeSerf is anti-snubbing, and there's a real reason to that, because he understands that your car buying experience is what's going to determine whether or not you come back for a second car. It's going to determine whether or not you tell your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers about their company. Everyone likes, when you have a really good experience and good prices, good trading value at a car dealership, it's something you want to tell other people about because there's so many bad ones. And the experience a lot of times is driven by how high-pressured companies are. I can't stand it. I don't like being high-pressured at all. Yet for a lot of people, that's like, you know, the sales staff, that's how they're going to operate. It's never the case over at my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They have Women's Wednesdays, 11% off of your award-winning service department from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll take 11% off of your service. Just one of the little things they do, they will get exactly the vehicle that you're looking for, interior, exterior. If they don't have it, they'll find it for you. And I want you to know they have great trade-in values. Trade-in values that no one else are able to take advantage of and to offer because they don't have the overhead. Being out in Angleton, it's much, much easier. And right now, they've got vehicles that they're offering tremendous savings. You can go to the website, LanceZCars.com, and there's very specific cars. They say, these are priced to move. We want to get them off the lot and make room for other vehicles. So now's a great time to take advantage of vehicles like 2023 GMC Terrain, 2023 Chevy Silverado, and even the Buick Envisions. Right now, LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
News of the weird. Weird, weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great to be back in the saddle once again. Google had to remove an app which allowed players to buy and sell black characters. It was launched by Magnus Games on April 20th. There was outrage in Brazil. It's a slavery simulator. Have you ever played the game?
No. Is that really what it is, or did people say this?
No. Really, there was a real story. It was downloaded more than 1,000 times before it was removed on Wednesday, apparently.
Somebody created their own game.
Created the game, and you could actually download the app and play the game.
Yeah.
In which you bought and sold black characters.
Really, in 2023?
Really? Google Pedro Pascal. Apparently got an infection after years of letting Game of Thrones fans put their thumbs in his eyes. Would you like to put your thumbs in Pedro Pascal's eyes?
No, I wouldn't like anyone to put their thumbs in my eye either.
No, I know. Why would Pedro Pascal let people put thumbs in his...
That is so nasty.
Of all of the great things that you would like to do to an actor, though, that's got to be one of them. I mean, obviously, other things with...
Well, Mike Tyson does the bite ear thing.
Yeah.
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 He does that with people.
He'll bite people's ears?
Well, he'll go, his teeth by it.
Right.
He's got a good sense of humor.
That would be great, though, to put your thumbs in Pedro Pascal's eyes.
I guess.
Well, yeah. A monk has been remanded. He allegedly disrupted harmony. Do you think monks should be remanded for disrupting harmony? Don't they have to just sit do anything?
Well, yeah, but can you tell me how?
Well, he talked.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know the monk rules.
Yeah, no talking.
Yeah,
you monk disrupted rules. Harmony. Okay, what are you? What are you doing?
It's a fake superior.
What are you? Okay, Lance.
How do I get out of this?
A Rhode Island City Council.
I can't turn them.
Why don't you hit X? Hit the X and get out of the.
I'm looking. There it is.
A Rhode Island City Councilman was found asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe still in his hand. Do you feel
crack?
Like you want this guy?
Are we bringing crack back again?
Crack is back. No, there's the video of him sleeping. The cops, they got the camera on the chest of the cop.
Why are we doing crack
He's
again?
He's asleep with a crack pipe.
Oh, my God. I didn't think we were doing the crack
But
thing
he
again.
He was awake enough to actually know to get rid of the crack pipe as soon as he saw the cop. Good for you.
Yeah.
No. Do you want him as one of your city councilmen?
No, I don't want anyone on crack.
I don't mind him.
You don't mind a crack guy?
A bus driver and a passenger opened fire on each other on a moving Charlotte transit bus. Do you kind of wish you were on that bus?
No! Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, I never saw that at all when I was in Amsterdam.
What I
want to
know
Spain.
Is why the bus driver's packing.
Yeah. I never had to see that.
You didn't
see,
have to-
I don't see... Some of the things I hear about in other countries, I just noticed these countries I were in. I mean, I can see crazy stuff on a daily basis here. Not too crazy. It depends. You can go to crazier places. And, of course, I don't know. I don't know. I just came back from Spain. Does Spain have a Florida? Is there a Florida of
probably
Spain?
Probably Malaga down south.
It is? Okay.
It's a beach town.
So they probably got some Florida type
they
stuff going
probably
on.
Probably do. Right. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they probably do. I know when I was in Malaga, I did some crazy stuff. I know that.
Yeah, you were the Florida man.
I was the Florida man.
You were the Florida man.
Remember the 500 pounds of pasta that was dumped in a New Jersey woods? The New Jersey woods?
Yeah, you said it was a hate crime.
And no charges have been filed.
Did they
catch
the person?
They caught the guy, and no charges
in
have been filed.
In this day, prejudice against Italians.
Well,
what is this world coming
wasting
to?
Wasting this much pasta? You don't think this is a crime? Someone doesn't think 500 pounds of pasta being wasted is a crime? Okay? In New Jersey, where the Italians
in
are.
In New Jersey, of all places?
You know what?
Now there's a shortage. They're trying to raise... You know what?
We got
to
police mafia. Our own game.
Was it the mafia trying to raise the prices on pasta?
No.
On pasta?
That's what happened. It might have been because of the
pasta. We had a shortage in supply.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood can't find pasta. We got it, but the price is going up.
We
got
to police our own is what we got to do. Yeah. If you're not going to do nothing about this, I know somebody who will. Okay? 500 pounds of pasta wasted. We're done. And Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN. He said we weren't coming back, apparently. Apparently Paul was spreading
maybe
that
Paul
message.
Maybe Paul didn't hear. We don't shine shoes no more.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe we'll find out. Paul's got his own poster.
Yeah. Maybe he'll end up getting a poster.
Two-Face. Well, what I do know is this. On Friday, we're going to be out and about. Are you coming, RJ? Are you coming to T-Box? T-Box, Texas is where we're going to be. On Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 7, actually all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to be at T-Box, Texas. It's in League City. It's awesome. I want them to have where everybody can play the same, see who shoots the best, see who fires the best number out there, who puts the best number on the board after all day at T-Box Texas. I'm going to tell you this, it ain't going to be any of them wheelhouse boys. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know who's going to do the best at the station. All right? Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's see how you can play. It's indoors. It's wonderful. It's 8 simulators. There's a bar. There's televisions. It can't be better. If you're looking for a great place, it's so going to be so hot this summer. This is where you're going to want to go, T-Box Texas. Go to TBoxTexas.com. If you haven't been there, done that, hundreds of different courses. It's awesome. You're looking for a great place to play indoors, TBoxTexas.com.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, turn it off.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress. But not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.